Welcome to the Vlad at Home Show, your active source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name is Justin Macchio. Welcome back to part two of the Josh and Cody story. That's the unofficial official title.
Perfect.
But welcome back to the studio, friends, and I'm glad you're here. So for those of you who want to play catch up, check out the podcast, kjjr.com, and go back in time. You can check out the previous show on the cabins at Blacktail, and then you can jump in to learn a little bit more about the Flathead Lake Hostel as we zoom through this valley discussing short-term rentals and the opportunities that they present and the obstacles that they could that could show up as well. And we're going to talk about both sides of that coin, friends. So we're going to accomplish a lot over the next couple of weeks. So thanks for participating. Thank you for being here, friends. I'm glad you're here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, what a great story last week, talking a little bit more. We discovered we had a North Carolina connection. We've got an artist in the house. We got an Army Green Beret. Thank you for that.
No problem.
And the two of you get together. There's an invitation to jump on a bison ranch, and you're like, no, I'm going to go to Lakeside.
Yeah.
And the two of you start to put ideas together. Before we unpack more about the Wildflower Society and the Flathead Lake Hostel, I'm going to thank my great sponsors, All About You Wellness and Aesthetics, Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good, and your friends Justin and Zena Mecha with Keller Williams Ideal. Okay, so Josh, there was a moment where you'd entered into a lease with purchase option on this cool building down on Lakeside. And then the moment came for the purchase option to be exercised. Go there.
Sure. So we, with the lease to own, we had 2 years to kind of figure out what we were going to do and potentially lease it again for another 2 years.
Okay.
We started that in 2018. So of course, 2020 came up and
oh boy,
I was fun. Conveniently deployed to Afghanistan. Cody was here holding down the fort. And we started talking to our banker around February. And then we got about halfway into the process, started giving him all the information he needed. And then COVID hit, radio silence for about a month.
Yeah.
Once I finally got a hold of him again at 1 a.m. from Afghanistan, he told me that we needed to come up with more money. So we came up with more money somehow, purchased the building finally in May of 2020. And that kind of gave us a little bit more latitude to move forward with some of more of our ideas. We had plenty of space to grow and build more things for Cody's yoga retreats, et cetera.
So
it was a unique experience, certainly doing the lease to own.
Yeah, right.
Because we had to be creative and come up with different ways. And I mean, the biggest thing is we had to ask. We asked the owner if he would do it, and he was willing to, and we got great equity out of it. And we're able to like kind of whittle down the purchase price a little bit over the course of 2 years.
That is a great statement, Josh. The biggest thing is that we had to ask.
Yeah.
And that's why I love these creative opportunities. I'm very passionate about the lease to own or the owner finance or the owner carry, because what you have here is the story of a couple people meeting in the middle, right?
Sure.
Seller wants to sell, buyer wants to buy. And of course they both want to do them to the extremes. Seller wants to get paid $1 billion and buyer wants to pay $1, right? So somehow we have to find our way to the middle. And when in those situations, when you do, everybody walks away a hero, and it's kind of cool. So I salute that purchase. And that's awesome. And it sounds like the community got together to help you make it happen. Cody, he had mentioned yoga retreats, and last weekend we didn't talk about that.
Yeah.
Although I know that, was that part of the inspiration behind the hostel?
It was. So it had always been kind of a dream of mine to have a yoga retreat center. And then, of course, I settled with a yoga studio moving here. I was telling you earlier, kind of coming into Lakeside and just this beautiful town, I was just kind of blown away that there wasn't already a yoga studio there.
Right.
So for me, it was like right off the bat, like what an awesome opportunity. And then stumbling upon the building and making that all happen and work just felt like such a dream come true.
Yeah.
So once it did open up and once we did purchase the building and felt like we had a little bit more freedom and security moving forward, because, we didn't want to put too much into it before we actually owned it, because we had already pretty much spent all of our savings in making the space as it was to get it open.
Right.
There was some insecurity there of like, okay, well, how amazing do we want to make this place? And then what if we can't buy it type deal?
Right.
So there was a lot of just like, risk a lot
involved.
Of moving parts, a lot of risk. It was definitely, we took a lot of risk, but it was kind of like in my heart, I just knew that that was the place, and it would work because it had to work. And because like it just, yeah, it was just one of those things where you just know. So once we opened the hostel, and then the vision kind of came to me of, wait a minute, now this is a retreat center. Like we have overnight accommodations all of a sudden attached to our yoga studio. And that's something I had always wanted to do, but I had never done before. And so I just kind of dove in at that point. So now I host 4 overnight retreats a year. It's 1 per season. Right now they are just specifically women's retreats.
Sure.
And yeah, so I say it's a inward and outward journey.
Sorry about that, Matt. You're gonna have to wait, bud. I know you're wanting.
Sorry. No. I'll make amends one soon.
There you go.
So the slogan for the retreats is an inward and outward journey in honor of the seasons, the soul, and sisterhood.
Oh, cool.
So I really like to play on just because Montana has such seasons. Amazing and diverse seasons. So each one has like unique experiences. So in the winter, we usually have an outing for each retreat. So in the winter, we'll visit a hot springs and do some like snow nature walking. In the spring, what do we do in the spring? We go hiking. Summer, we get a boat. We go on Flathead Lake. We go over to Wild Horse Island. And so it's a really, really great spot.
How long are these retreats?
They are 3 days, 2 nights. So
okay, cool.
As of now, I'm thinking about doing some longer ones.
And people are coming in from all over.
Yeah. For these, honestly, it's a lot of Montana locals.
Okay.
I think maybe because of the duration of the retreat, it's just a weekend.
Right.
But I have had one or two at each from out of state, which is really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, we got to take a quick break. However, when we come back, I want to dive in deeper about Wildflyer Society and how the hostel was born. Is that okay?
Yes.
Cody and Josh, hang out with us this weekend on the Fly to Dome Show. My name is Justin Mecha, and we'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
And we're back. It's the Fly to Dome Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Josh and Cody of Wildflower Society and the Flathead Lake Hostel. Friends, thank you for hanging out with us for another great weekend. And we were talking about your yoga retreats, which really kind of gave birth to the hostel, right? Because it was like, hey, I've got this space. We're going to use it for the yoga retreats. However, let's continue to use this space and let's create an economic opportunity for people to come and stay. Mm-hmm. How do we learn more about this, the yoga retreat option?
So the yoga retreats, we do have a website, wildflowersociety.com, and that's where you can sign up and learn about retreats. We're also on the free Mind Body app, which I found is an app that a lot of fitness or yoga studios use. So it's really widely used, known. So that makes it really easy for people to sign up. I also, as an artist, I create these like graphics and flyers, and I'm pretty good about social media. So I just like to kind of, give people a visual of what to expect as best I can.
Awesome. All right. So the business side of me is showing up here. You've been in business for
the hostel 4 years, the studio 5 years.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And how is it feeling? Because, you know, it can be rough at first, and there's a lot of challenges that many entrepreneurs, you know, are hit with that they weren't expecting. And of course, you kind of got started in COVID.
Sure. So we started in 2019. We made it through COVID. And I think with the studio gaining traction in the community and the hostel being like a good economic option for people coming through town, we try to stay at a reasonable price point that, you know, a young couple or a family coming through can stop overnight and not have to pay, a ton of money.
Now, on the hostel side of things, are you utilizing the popular.coms, Airbnb, and VRBO to to capture your crowd?
Sure. So we were exclusively on Airbnb for a while, but we wanted to kind of lower that margin and keep it economic. So we started doing a direct booking. So we have a back end software. You can find us on Google. It pops up on like Hostelworld and booking.com and a couple other places, but Google search will run us across our website and you can book through that.
And this then would be the Flathead Lake Hostel.
Yeah. And that coalesces all of our dates so we don't mismanage it. And it kind of makes it a lot better.
Got it.
So it keeps it easy for, you know, people coming through and keeps our price point down so that, we can get people to come through and utilize our space as opposed to taking up a house or something like that.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's also important. Let's go there for a second. I think it's important to, remind the listener that this isn't a home downtown that is capitalizing on the, glitter of short-term rental. Mm-hmm. You know, this was never a home.
Right. Sure.
This was just, in a sense, a building.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Effectively, like we found an unutilized space or something that wouldn't fit that bill. And we kind of made a spot for it that could accommodate what we're trying to do.
Took a lot of creativity. It definitely wasn't like a turnkey
overnight
space. So we had a vision and we created that. But I do feel good about the fact that we aren't necessarily, or to say, taking away from a potential long-term rental.
Residence. Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to find, obviously, in the Valley. If, you know, like especially like seasonal employees, blacktail employees, we've accommodated that in the past, but it's not really geared towards long-term stays, just more like, you know, less than a week or a week.
Right. This is really truly to the vacationer.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Like where they're spending most of their time out there in the hills or the lake or the park or whatever it may be. And then they still want to go, you know, put their head down for rest in a place that's clean and secure.
Yeah, we get a lot of people either going to or coming from Glacier. They just need a place to like stop, get everything together or
kind of take a shower
after they're in Glacier.
There you go. That's awesome. Well, Matt, there's the story behind the Flathead Lake Hostel and Wildflower Society attached to it. Cody, Josh, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for hanging out with us for a couple of weekends and sharing your story.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Hey, Flathead, you've heard it here. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead,
welcome home.